around the Georgetown area, there's been about 150, 160 mils. And then out towards the east, I've had reports around Mount Surprise area of about 40 inches or around about 800 mils. And then down south, down Ainslie in Kidston, around about the 300 mils, I believe.
It absolutely bucketed down in the Etheridge Shire this week. The monsoon we've been talking about since Christmas delivered the goods to most of the Gulf Shire, and everyone from graziers to dryland farmers and townspeople are set to benefit. Etheridge Shire Mayor Will Atwood.
This is normal sort of stuff 3 or 4 years ago, just that we've had drought and we haven't seen it for a while. And it's good to see it again. It's absolutely terrific.
Those totals from Ainslie seem fairly incredible, though. I mean, you're talking 40 inches for that one station, yet to be confirmed, as you said. Is that normal for a wet season, or is that on the heavy end?
Oh, that's on the heavy end. Generally, our average is around about 70 inches or a bit over a metre for the whole of the wet season. So they've almost got their entire wet season fall in a few days. So, that's a lot of rain in one area.
So we've seen huge volumes of water running down the Etheridge River and some incredible imagery there of it flowing over the bridge. What's the situation in town in terms of people being able to get in and out and supplies getting in and out?
We're fine for that at the moment. You're right. The water went over the bridge, so the road was closed for about 3 hours and until it subsided again. But it was very spectacular to see. There is a lot of water flowing down through the Gilbert catchment area. And so, I mean, it all goes well for when we start talking about agricultural projects and all those sorts of things in the future. There is just huge amounts of water, and we really need to do something about capturing some of it.
Etheridge Shire Mayor Will Atwood. The rainfall totals have varied between extreme falls in the east and steady soaking rain in the northwest. And the rain certainly doesn't cut down on the jobs that need to be done at rural stations.
Everyone has a good store of shed jobs to do once it rains, and I also have a good store of what I call honeydew jobs, and it's honeydew this and honeydew that. So I've been entrenched in honeydew jobs for the last 2 days.
That's Ian Ticknell at Dagworth Station, 60 kilometres north of Georgetown. He's had just shy of 100 millimetres of rain and around 150 millimetres for the month of December. He said it's a welcome change from the drought.
Over the last 5 or 6 days, we wouldn't have had a fall over 26 mil. But in my view, the rain that we've had has been I'd take it however it comes, but the way it's fell, it fell very nicely because the country is quite bare and the rain that we've had has really soaked into the ground and the country's come away. And I think once it gets a bit of sunshine on it, that grass will come up, so it'll be really good to see a bit of ground cover before we get any large amounts of rain.
Yeah, and why was that soaking rain important? What was the condition of your property like leading up to this storm activity?
There was some quite bare areas that were there. So, we all want to get dams full. Like, we've had a few creeks run, just small runs, no massive runs. They've all had little runs. So it's certainly got a good spread on cattle now. They've sort of gone chasing grass where there's grass is. And so pretty much ideal conditions, in my view, at the moment. It's allowing country to recover before we get any torrential amounts of rain.
There's been a serious cattle shortage across Queensland, especially in areas of the Gulf, but Mr. Ticknell has managed to hang on to around 20% of his herd. It's a decision he said wasn't easy to make.
Leading up to this period, there were some real tough decisions that had to be made. I don't believe that there was any real right, wrong, good or bad one. You just had to make a decision and go with it. And then my general feeling of the year going forward is that we're still going to have a light stocking rate and give the country time to come back. It'll need 2 wets, I think, of a light stocking rate before you can go back to full production again.
And it's not just cattle producers relieved to see the rain. The McFarlane family on Rocky View Station, west of Georgetown, have a crop of Rhodes grass growing to feed their cattle. Robin Lethbridge spent Christmas on the farm and said the rain would make a huge difference to how productive the crop will be.
We've actually got Rhodes grass planted, so since the rain, it's up and we've had a few weeds coming, so we've just been lucky enough to get it all sprayed before this last lot of rain's come. So, it was looking absolutely beautiful. And now with all this rain on it, well, it's just really going to get away. We'll probably be lucky enough and get a couple of cuts off it, and especially it was fertilised very late this year before the rain finished, and I think with this rain on it as well, it's really just going ahead in leaps and bounds.